Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Charlie has just run into Marilyn outside Blake's office.
Oh, hey, counselor. Good to see you as always.
How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm okay, I guess. 'Tis the season, right?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I assume you're here to see my good old brother Blake?
Yes. We have dinner plans, but I was hoping he was free for lunch. I was down the street meeting with a client, so I thought I'd stop by.
Well, that's nice. Unfortunately, he's not here. I came to see him, too. I have some unexpected and quite disturbing news about my father's death. You'll probably be amused by this, too.
What do you mean? Is there something new?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. Believe it or not, Dr. Blanchard admitted to being high on two medications the night she performed surgery on my father, and apparently her mistakes are what led to his death.
You're kidding me! That's unbelievable, after we went through that long trial and then Larissa's confession.
Yeah, I know, it's just crazy. I don't even want to think about it. I mean, Larissa did stab him, there's no denying that, but that stab wound is not what killed him.
I don't know what to say, and it's hard to make me speechless.
You know what? Me too, very hard. I'm actually still trying to stomach this all, you know? And you know me, I can be a little irrational at times, so it's probably best that I just... I don't know, let this go for the holidays at least, or until I explode with it. On a lighter note, how the hell are you doing, counselor? You don't look too well. I mean, you always look beautiful, don't get me wrong, but you just look a little worn out as of late. You okay?
Oh, you noticed that? Well, I've been run down lately from all the cases I've taken on.
Oh, well, you need to take it easy then. As I told you before, Blake needs you in his life. You're godsend. I can almost tolerate him when he's with you.
Thank you, Charlie. I really needed to hear that.
You're welcome. Well, anyway, I have to go. Could you please do me a favor and tell Blake the news about my father's death when you see him? It would really suck if he saw it in the paper or on the afternoon news first.
I'll do that. You have a Merry Christmas, Charlie.
You too, Counselor.
At DM Productions, Max stops by Matt's office. Are you humming?
Oh, I guess I was. I didn't realize.
You look absolutely giddy. What happened?
All my dreams are coming true, that's all.
Well, I'm still here, so what dreams are we talking about?
Max, stop saying stuff like that, okay? I'm talking about Blake. We're back together.
You and Blake Whitney are now a hot item?
Yep, you got it.
Oh, God. Now I've heard it all. Now I know it's time for me to get out of here.
What's so funny?
Nothing. You know what? The two of you are perfect together. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. You're both sneaky and devious. You both changed your names to avoid your family. I couldn't think of two people more perfect together.
Well, since it's the Christmas season, I'll just thank you for your underhanded compliments.
I'm on my way home, and I'm not working next week, so happy holidays, Matt.
Mac, wait. Are you having a family gathering at your place?
Of course we are. It's Marty's first Christmas.
I was thinking, since Blake is good friends with Raven...
No way. Don't even think about it. I have as much Christmas spirit as anyone, but I can't think of two people I would rather see less than you and Blake Whitney on Christmas Day. But I'm sure the two of you will find a way to celebrate in style. See you next year. At Larissa's penthouse, Andrew is about to leave when the phone rings.
Hello?
Adam, hi. It's Connie. How are you?
Huh. Connie, I was just about to leave. I'm glad you caught me.
Me too. Hey, Raven and Hannah are free tonight for dinner. I know it's last minute, but can you make it?
Tonight?
Adam, are you all right?
Connie, I feel like I'm coming down with something.
Like what, a cold?
I don't know. I feel achy all over. I picked up this cough. And I don't know if tonight is such a good idea.
But you were just on your way out.
I was going down to the drugstore to get some cough syrup. I'd hate to meet Hannah and Raven feeling like this.
Well, if we don't do it tonight, we'll have to wait until after the new year.
I'm so sorry about this. I really am.
That's okay. I just want you to get better. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
I will. Oh, I'll probably be spending Christmas in bed trying to recover.
Do you want me to bring you some chicken soup or something?
No. I'll be fine.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.